Who is community radio for?
It's for people.
You mean it's for the people?
Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Judge Barrett's well-known stances on marriage equality, trans equality, and other issues represent a serious risk to our civil rights.
That's Jim Obergefell, plaintiff in the landmark Obergefell versus Hodges Supreme Court case that cleared the way for same-sex marriage in 2015. Yesterday, he joined the defendant, Rick Hodges, a lifelong Republican, to oppose the Supreme Court confirmation of Trump nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett ahead of the GOP-led Senate Judiciary Committee vote tomorrow, with a full Senate vote expected soon after. Here's Hodges.
I, along with 70% of Americans, fully support marriage equality.
It's one of a number of issues civil rights groups are concerned about if Barrett is confirmed, making a 6-3 conservative majority. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito recently signaled that they would like to overturn the Obergefell ruling. Some GOP senators are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit the number of justices on the Supreme Court to 9, saying they're barring so-called court packing. Law professor Brian Leiter at University of Chicago says the GOP has already packed the court.
When they denied Merrick Garland even a hearing, President Obama's nominee, they were violating longstanding norms governing appointments to the Supreme Court in order to gain partisan advantage.
Senate Democrats are weighing boycotting Thursday's committee vote, forcing Republicans to either postpone or break committee rules that require Democrats there for official business. President Trump and his allies charge, without basis, that former VP Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris plan to add more justices. Biden says he'll make his position known before November 3rd.
Trump and Pence, when they talk about packing the court, they've already packed the court, so that's not the issue. What they're really saying to their voters is the Democrats may undo our packing.
Over 13 million absentee ballots have already been returned from more than 50 million requests, according to the United States Elections Project. But in 10 battleground states, first-class mail delivery time is down nearly 8% after Trump administration operational changes first ordered this summer, then rescinded. Some changes can't be reversed in time, like mail sorting machines that were dismantled. That uncertainty is especially concerning for states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia, which don't accept ballots received after Election Day.
Protecting the post office is key to making sure our voting system works.
Sylvia Albert with Common Cause says we can't make voters have to choose between their health and right to vote. Recent polls show government response to the coronavirus at record low approval. Comparing Trump's senior support in 2016 to now, AARP's John Hishta notes Trump led people 65 plus then by close to 10%. Recent polls show Biden has a narrow lead now among older voters.
I do think it's a direct result of their nervousness around the COVID pandemic, as well as their own health and things like that.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks to Laura Rosbrow-Tellum, and thanks for listening.
Every picture in the whole, words spoken evenly because every word has value. Nothing is boring. 15, okay, 15, but make it fast. Franks repeated on the diagonal. The taconic diner in faded yellow. Now other people are in the room. The inner voice weaves through tall grass and subways. Somewhere in the book of disquiet is a failure to believe. Detail aggravates by what it promises and doesn't deliver. Clouds for clouds. The shutter stuck, Ed. Through a dumpster. They're scavenging red wires. No, they're dried chilies. I should take a picture. Luviola, Rothstein, Epstein. Where did she find all these words? Golden, lion, tamarind, monkeys. The tower outside Prospect Park Station has a rusty splotch where the clock used to be. I try to remember to pet the cat before I leave. One time a driver cursed me on the beach at Chappaquiddick. for dinner, and I'm thinking Russ and Daughters. Take the F train to Kew Gardens. F. Murray, Mozart, tedious. It might take a while. Some want to see All Guns Band. To them I say, get real, this is America. I went right up to a sign and looked behind it. A green sweater on a white chair, sunflowers on a pillow, clothes in a sink. I never take pictures of strangers. They'll get mad.
That was 36 Ways of Looking at a Memory from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer with Capital Region musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly. Their self-titled album Sky Furrows came out in October 2020 from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer with Capital Region musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly. Their self-titled album Sky Furrows came out in October 2020. Their song The Mind Runs a Race and Falls Down.
Buds are getting larger. I can see them on the trees across the street. We're marching into something I can't stop and don't understand. We have three blankets on the bed. The bottom one's the warmest.